Welcome to this week's edition of Mountain Outhouse. I'm your host, Jam Jam. This is the craziest shit to happen in running this week. This week's stories include the 2017 Ultra Runners of the Year, which 100 miler is getting its very own special brew for its 25th anniversary, and who in the world are the Cappuccino Cowboys? Last week, we left off with the number 3 Ultra Runners of the Year, according to Ultra Running Magazine's annual North American rankings. This week, we lead off with the announcement of the top 2. For the ladies, it was Courtney DeWalter landing in the number 2 spot after her amazingly versatile year, catapulting her into the ultra spotlight and beyond. She twice set the 24-hour American record after briefly losing it to former record holder Kathleen Nagy, won the Run Rabbit Run 100 mile for the second year in a row, and won the inaugural Moab 240-mile endurance run outright. Killer year, and we'll have a feeling we'll be hearing a lot more from Courtney D in 2018. This leaves top honors to Camille Herron, who had a bit of a storybook year, including a win at the Comrades Marathon, a shattering of the 100-mile world record for women, not to mention the top 100-mile time of anyone in 2017, and a new 12-hour world record, formerly held by Ann Trason, set back in 1991. She also won some trail races, including the Bandera and Tarawera 100Ks. Camille did have a couple setbacks with drops at both Western and Leadville, but she's determined to return to Squaw in 2018. On to the guys, and one word sums it up. Coconinos!
How do you pronounce Coconino Cowboys?
Coconino.
In second position, we have fairly new to the scene, Tim Frericks, who absolutely blew things up in 2017. His domination of Transvulcania earlier in the year set the stage for a second placing at the Broken Arrow, first at Flagstaff Sky Race, and closing things out strong with a commanding victory at the North Face 50 in San Francisco. His bro and fellow Flagstaff Cowboy takes top honors for second year in a row. Jim Walmsley didn't have a perfect season, but it was pretty damn impressive, despite setbacks, which is what ultra running is all about. Jim started the year hot with course records at Tarawera and Gorge Waterfalls 100K before burning out for a moment with the DNF at Western States. He regrouped and won the Speedgoat 50K and then placed 5th at the UTMB. Well, that concludes the UROY votings, and it only took us till near the end of January. Hey URMag, didn't there used to be a Performance of the Year and Masters Ultra Runner of the Year? Anyone remember those things? I couldn't find any info. If it is gone, I sure hope they bring it back next time around. Since the aforementioned awards only take into account race results, we turn to the FKT of the Year awards for guidance in crowning of our top fastest known time efforts over the past year. Now don't get these mixed up with Strava KOM or QOMs, people. Not exactly the same thing, but close. Strava didn't invent the FKT, nor did they in any way influence this awards segment. Our fine friends at Ultimate Direction, Buzz Burrell and Peter Backwin of the FKT boards, were nice enough to put together all of this, and for that, we're thankful. I'm going to run down the top 3 men and women since you've already seen the nominees. In third place was Iker Carrera's insane smashing of the Nolan's 14 FKT, being the first person to break 48 hours on the iconic route. This is a historic lowering of the time by over 6 hours. Amazing. The ladies, it was Ashley Nordell's takedown of the Ozark Highlands Trail in Arkansas, finishing 2 days 10 hours, taking almost 4 hours off Jenny Foster's time. In second place were two achievements so good and ridiculous that we don't know how they didn't win. But here they are. Kat Bradley's new rim to rim to rim of 7 hours 52 minutes, being the first woman to ever break the 8-hour barrier. And for the men, Francois Denz, deconstruction of the JMT John Muir Trail by over 12 hours, finishing in 2 days 19 hours. I think they're still cleaning things up out there after that massacre. So who beat these amazing performances? Not to mention all the other incredible submissions. In first place, Darcy PQ's JMT record, which also beat the former record held by Sue Johnston by 12 hours. The new women's best time is now 3 days 7 hours, thanks to Darcy. Curious that there is a small route discrepancy at the end of her run that apparently was approved if she's at the top of this esteemed list. For the men, we turn to the Mac Daddy of FKT records, the AT. Joe McConaughey bested Carl Meltzer's FKT on the Appalachian Trail by a mere 10 hours, finishing in 45 days, 12 hours, unsupported, mind you. This unsupported effort bests a string of five previous record holders, all being supported, including the likes of David Horton in 1991, Pete Palmer in 99, Andrew Thompson in 05, Scott Jurek in 2015, and of course Carl in 2016. This now brings us to the final award show of 2017, and then I'm putting this one to rest, thanks to our Swedish friends, the Udoy, or Ultra Drinkers of the Year. I think we all know who the Coconino Cowboys are at this point in time.
Coconino!
Coconino.
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 But what about the Cappuccino Cowboys? Twitter handle has recently popped up for these guys, and we still aren't sure where this rambunctious crew got their start, but we love the friendly rivalry. So Outhouse Nation, are you a Coconino? A Cappuccino? Perhaps an Outhouse Cowboy? Yeehaw! Quick shout out to Steve Spence, who with a 4:56 mile, January 12th, extended his consecutive number of years to clock a sub 5-minute mile to 43. He's the cross country coach at Shippensburg University, and I'd say a damn fine role model for his kids. Caitlin Tuohy, high school sophomore, blitzed an indoor 5K this past week in Virginia, running an all-time best of 15:37. She was so far ahead of the field after the first 100 meters, it was insane. Ultra runner Tara Langdon claims to have run 160.6 miles within 24 hours on a treadmill this past weekend in her basement while raising money for JJ Safehouse. She was competing alongside others virtually to raise money and even showed some live video on Facebook and YouTube of her efforts. If accurate, this would be a new world record for women's 24-hour running on a treadmill, but some aren't buying it. This would be a huge improvement for Tara, considering her 24-hour PR is reportedly just over 130 miles. Doubters are saying it is possible her treadmill was not calibrated properly, adding the extra distance. One odd thing, it seems like each mile of the run has a different split time with little consistency. Was she constantly changing speeds? What do you think? I'm all for super tough races, but I'm not even sure about this one. UK's Montane Spine Race is 268 miles long in full-on winter. 118 Hardy Souls started the thing. Carol Morgan of Ireland won again, this time in 130 hours. For the men, it was Pavel Polonsi with 109-hour win time, his third. 53 in total battled the harsh conditions to come away with a finish this year. Pretty good, considering. Courtney D was back at it this past weekend in Arizona at the Coldwater Rumble Trail Runs. She again showed why she's the number two ultra runner of the year by beating the entire field and both men's and women's course records. Just, oh, hot damn. In the Associated 100 miler, we saw Tonya Keyes take down her second annual win in 21:08 ahead of 100 mile monster Angela Chartel, who was just returning to form from some surgery last year. For the men, it was Jacob Jackson with a huge margin of win, placing first in 15:53. The Ultra Trail World Tour wrapped up their 2017 awards by crowning their champs in Hong Kong, just ahead of the first race of the 2018 season at the Hong Kong 100K. This mixed course of beaches, mountains, and stairs winds their way above the city. Keep an eye out for Cappuccino Cowboy Alex Nichols to be a strong contender for the win. We'll have full results next week. Avalanche Brewing, one of Silverton, Colorado's own, just announced the Hard Rock Strawberry Rhubarb Goza will be back on this summer in a special edition just for the race's 25th silver anniversary. You had me at rhubarb and goza. I'm already salivating. Another week, another course-cutting cheater, it seems. This time, down under. A runner by the name of Mark Robeson has been accused of cheating at the Australia Day Ultra, who cut the course up to 7 times during an attempt at 100K distance. Failed to hit the far timing mats, and when volunteers at the far turnaround aid station on the out and back course kept an eye out for him, they never saw him. Although he continued to record laps at the start finish and kept running as if he was completing the full course. Just sad. Well, that's about all we got time for this week. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you next time. If you have crazy stories to share, or a question or feedback for the show, leave a comment below. Have a shit week.